you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Out of your mind? Out of your mind? Out of your mind?
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think the Bible is a problem of marrying foolish cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Blasting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It is a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast. No, it's a little bit after noon on the Pacific Coast. It's a little bit after 3 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming free 24/7. Or you've gone and downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes or Stitcher, crabdiving.com.
Yay.
However, whenever, wherever you're receiving us, we appreciate the crap out of it. Special time streaming today. Thanks for listening live.
Yummy, yummy.
We're going to be here for the next couple hours. Lots to talk about. No collusion. thanks for joining us. Join us on our social media and shit. My name is Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And why does it sound like Schittler is gargling Paul Manafort's sperm water all the time? Like, what the fuck
is up? Very nice man.
I mean, Jesus Christ.
He's a very nice man.
We read some of the transcripts of that trial. Does he seem nice?
No.
I mean, especially if you're an ostrich.
Well, I think Paul Manafort helped aim some of the penises at Trump's face, some of the Russian dicks at Trump's mouth.
Wow. And think about what he did to people in Ukraine, right?
Yeah.
In Russia.
Yeah. Tried to get Yanukovych.
Yanukovych.
It's a busy fucking Friday, everybody. Like I said, join us on the social medias at Crab Diving, CRABDIVING. You can also hurl us a message over to our Facebook page, which...
Are we the only ones?
They call him Flipper, Flipper, faster than lightning. No one you see is smarter than he. And we know Flipper lives in a world full of wonder, flying there under the sea.
You know, if we want to inject some realism into this, this is a dolphin that was domesticated by a family in Florida.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, a world full of wonder under the sea. No. This fucking dolphin lived off the side of the dock where these dickheads lived in Florida. I don't know about wonderment. And wonder under there, necessarily right there.
Didn't Flipper help them catch criminals and things like that and save the planet?
I've got a very specific way to fight crime. I've got a secret weapon, but the criminal has to be in the water near where this fucking dolphin is.
Yay!
And why do we compare it? He's faster than lightning. Why lightning? Why is Flipper compared to lightning?
Well, what are you going to compare him to?
Why would you use lightning as a lyric in a song? What do you rhyme with lightning?
Well, and lightning and water is unfortunate.
Yeah, that's real bad.
Anyway.
Boy, I tell you. How long that show ran for years, though, didn't it?
A couple incarnations of it, right? Like
God.
It was it ran in the 60s and then they brought it back or something?
What was up with the 60s? They're like, okay, we're going to do Flipper and then we're going to do a story about a fucking bear, Gentle Ben. Do you remember that one?
Yeah, yeah. Of
General
I don't
Ben,
ever, I don't
it was
I
like Flipper with a bear. There was also Mr. Ed.
It's like Flipper with a bear.
Flipper with a horse. This is fucking
Mr.
strange.
Ed and Flipper are not the same thing. Mr. Ed was a talking horse.
What the fuck do you call that?
A mammal speaking in tongues.
And how do they know Flipper was a dude? I don't think it's that easy to sex
dolphins.
They have
cloakers, don't they?
Hey, Flipper.
Stick your finger in there?
Let me thumb your cloaca to see what pronoun I got to use to talk to you.
Water, big water, ocean water.
Hey, fuck you. You don't know shit.
Let's see what is going on in the headlines this wonderful Friday. It's Faithless Friday.
Ooh, yes.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
So goddamn deep!
It's Coral, Florida. Dateline, August 24th, 2018.
The year of our motherfucking Lord.
Is your headline.
Oh, look at my bitch. I got a condom caught in my blowhole. I'm in
probably
Florida.
Saying I want to kill you.
What was that? It must have been weird when the chorus of whoever the fuck that is came into the studio and they're like, we need you to sing this. Why am I singing a love song about a fucking dolphin?
No, these are studios.
They
singers.
Didn't give
they're
a
like,
fuck.
Pay me, motherfucker.
Yeah, they're probably singing some weird shit anyway.
Over to the commie pinko liberal.
It fate.
Post.
Oh, yes.
The headline right now. Dems eye post midterm targets.
Ooh, I'm eye post. Okay. They want to win everything. That's it. That's what
Jesus
you're eyeing.
Christ. Here are the 52 Trump investigations the Democrats plan if they win the midterms. 52.
I
think that's lowballing.
Is Trump steaks in there? I remember that he had steaks.
If Democrats win control of the House of Reps in November, they will gain the most important tool available.
Yes.
To investigate the Trump administration's subpoena power. Democrats on the House Oversight Committee are prepared to use it.
I love that. I'm sorry. I was swallowing some Poland seltzer, calorie-free orange vanilla seltzer water. Sorry, man.
The Democrats asked the Republican majority
yes.
to issue subpoenas related to the administration's conduct 52 times during the first 20 months of Donald Trump's presidency. Republicans turned down those requests 52 times.
Isn't it true they said this?
If Democrats win the majority in November, the Representative Elijah Cummings said, we would finally do what the Republicans refused to do, and that is conduct independent, fact-based, and credible investigations into the Trump administration, blah, 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 security clearance process,
damn,
conflicts of interest,
boom,
numerous attempts by Republicans to strip away health care for millions of Americans,
right.
Postal service reforms, prescription drug pricing, voting rights, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Are they going to look into that fucking hotel that if you're coming to town and yeah. you want to get a deal with Shitler, you stay in his fucking, that hotel of his?
It's a separate lawsuit that's going on, that emoluments
lawsuit.
Emoluments. That's being allowed to proceed. Trump's foundation is
yes.
being sued in New York. That is being allowed to proceed. Trump's goons are being sued for beating up people outside
yeah.
Trump Tower.
You can't beat up people, even if you have your own private security force, dickhead.
And then today.
Yes.
I'm surprised it wasn't. That's why I was surprised it wasn't the headline over at the HuffPo. But today we learn
yes.
the reason I played the Flipper theme.
Flipper.
Was that the deck is still wet from the flipper, the flip flopping of pecker from the pecker flop yesterday.
My pecker.
And and today now we find out, which this has got to be even more terrifying to Trump.
Oh, shit.
That his longtime CFO of the Trump Organization. I mean, just stop right there. He's the CFO of the Trump Organization.
That's got to be.
Sure, he's squeaky clean.
Oh, my God. What is that guy?
Outstanding that, citizen.
I like to eat infants when I'm home alone by myself, maybe puppies.
So today we find out that Alan Weisselberg, the chief financial officer of Trump Organization, has been granted immunity in federal prosecutors' investigation into President Trump's former personal attorney, Michael Cohen.
Bam, baby.
The Wall Street Journal and other news outlets reported. Fake news.
Oh, yes.
Cohen pleaded guilty Tuesday to violating campaign finance laws at Trump's direction.
Oh, shit.
When he made payments to prevent the stories of Stormy Daniels and Karen McDougal.
Uh-oh.
Two women who alleged they had extramarital affairs with Trump from going public.
If I'm somebody like Donald Trump, I'm like, do I want to run for president or political office? No. I've got too much bullshit that I'm involved in. He could have kept on fucking people and then having the inquirer do the what do they call that, the snatch and grab, or the what the fuck,
catch and kill.
They continue the catch and kill process. Nobody would have stopped this guy, but he's president.
It says on Thursday, David Pecker, CEO of the company that owns the tabloid of the National Enquirer, was also granted immunity in the investigation.
Pecker immunity. Did you see that funny little that thing on the Chiron and MSNBC where it's like Pecker leaks or something leaking Pecker? It's very funny.
The it says no one knows Trump's finances better than Weisselberg.
Oh, shit.
Dun, dun, dun.
Bam, baby.
Aside from Trump himself, he's the longest serving employee of the Trump Organization.
Wow.
He worked for the company since the 70s.
Ooh.
Beginning as an accountant with Fred Trump.
Yes.
Don's father. Working his way up to CFO.
So, do you think this guy has seen some shit? I can't imagine. This guy's been around since Fred. And Fred, was Fred Trump, was he squeaky clean? Did he have...
Oh, yeah, sure.
He had issues, didn't he, with organized crime?
He had the whitest sheets.
Ooh, yes. Are all these guys just
dirt... Were the whitest sheets. Yes.
They're all dirtbag racist.
They think that he is one of the executives named in the possible, what came out last night was that the state of New York is looking into possible criminal charges against the Trump Organization.
Oh,
not
shit.
Trump Foundation, which is already being investigated.
Right. Well, that's shut down,
the
right?
Faux charity, right.
Yes.
But the organization, their actual business, which means Don Jr., Ivanka, Barracuda teeth.
Oh, yeah.
I think Tiffany's probably cool.
Oh, Tiffany's all right.
Yeah,
okay.
She doesn't care. So the
Trump Organization includes like Trump Water, Trump Steaks, Trump University.
It's the whole business, yeah.
Damn, guys. Damn. Is it RICO? Is that the kind of shit where, you know, so they'll be able to go after all their money. They're going to take everything from these motherfuckers, and they're going to leave them destitute.
That would be nice.
It's sad.
Weisselberg handled not just the Trump Organization finances, but also those of Trump himself.
Oh, shit.
This means Weisselberg is the accountant who filed Trump's tax returns.
Ooh.
He also signed checks with Trump's for Trump's fake university that was fined $25 million for defrauding students. He was named treasurer of the Donald J. Trump Foundation.
Yes.
So he's the treasurer of the foundation also.
So this guy is all up in all the shit.
Currently under investigation by the New York Attorney General for fraud.
Bam. Damn. Wow. Amazing. God, I mean, and this shit is independent of Mueller, right?
Yes. And these are state charges, too, if these other state charges come up. But this Weisselberg dude...
Weisselberg.
They're saying there's no way they would grant him immunity.
Yeah.
Unless he had something to offer.
Right.
And there's nobody higher at the Trump Organization than him besides one orange fat fuck that is now occupying the White House.
But the kids.
Mm-mm.
Did the kids do anything?
CFO is higher than they were on. They were on the board and stuff. But as
Even
far
Ivanka?
As the corporate organization.
You know, I think this Weisselberg guy used to, was on The Apprentice.
Yeah,
a few
yeah,
times.
He was. Yeah.
Oh my God!
Little no. round glasses, mustache.
What fucking world are we living in where everybody in the White House is going to jail, and it just so happens that, they were also the cast of The Apprentice or whatever? Right. What the fuck? Our politics are fucking bizarre. I feel like...
Please have my residual checks delivered to Leavenworth.
Do you think... Right. Do you think Berlusconi and all the shit going on in Italy was crazier than our politics until now?
God, I don't know.
Berlusconi yeah, had that fucking hideout in the shit. Cave where he had, you know...
A bat cave where it was fucking underage chicks, yeah.
He had a submarine. Hey, Berlusconi, I don't know. I don't know much about addiction. I think you got a sexual addiction problem if you kind of fuck chicks in a cave and, you know, have a submarine to facilitate your fucking. I mean, geez.
Well, and you're prime minister of Italy.
Yeah, too. You're that. What? Why are Berlusconi, a guy that built a volcano in the living room of his motherfucking house, and this Donald Trump who's nuts too? I ask this all the time. Why do these fuck nuts want to be president or prime minister?
It's that alpha male bullshit. I'm the best in the universe. I can run the country. I'm the smartest. I'm the bestest. Listen to Trump. If I'm impeached yesterday to Ainsley, if I'm impeached, you know, the economy is going to drop. Because if I don't have this brain, these thoughts, if I don't have these thoughts, this thinking.
Dude.
The country's fucked.
You know. One reason to impeach could be that maybe Pence would get rid of these tariffs. Would he? Would he roll back the tariffs?
Oh, yeah, probably.
I mean, and also, I don't completely understand all that shit. Like, let's say Trump's gone tomorrow. Could the first thing this new guy does get rid of the tariffs?
We're winning! I can feel the spirit rising! Can't you?
Hooga booga baga biggie!
Well, they found them a girl gonna do it real good.
Oh, my God, that guy. Hey, Alex Jones has children!
Yeah.
Fuck.
So, yeah, I mean, it's been a rough week for Don.
Ooh.
Michael, we were saying earlier, the whole Omarosa thing feels like it was a month ago. It was Monday. Literally, we woke up Monday wondering, oh my God, what's the next tape that Omarosa's going to drop? And then by Tuesday, it was Cohen and Manafort, and there's nothing else we can talk about now.
Dude, it's like, today, it's crazy. We always say this, it's crazier than we imagined. Yeah. It's crazier than we imagined. You know, I was mistaken. I was all pissed off. I was like, Mueller's going to hold off on all the good shit until after the midterms. And that's you know, that's bad for the country. But all this other shit with the state of New York, all this shit is independent of Mueller.
Yeah.
And those guys don't give a fuck about the midterms, right? They're just going to go ahead and do their thing, yeah. right? They don't right. give a shit.
So I want to get these people.
Over at the Drudge Report, let's see what they're not thinking over there.
Scooby-doo-doo.
Again, Hurricane Hawaii.
Ah, shit.
Up to 40 inches of rain. Holy shit.
That's a lot. I mean, you know. Will that put out the... Let me ask you a totally stupid fucking...
It's already out, by the way.
That'll put out the volcano.
The volcano has is stopped erupting for a while, but I don't know that it would...
I'm so glad I'm not president.
I don't know it would put it out.
Because today I would have said, by the way, I'm really...
I'm happy for the hurricane. Maybe it'll put out that volcano.
Oh, my God. Oh. You know what? Did I already tell you about the weird Ariana Grande video I watched?
Oh. Dude, on purpose?
I don't know why this. We're talking about weather in hurricanes. It made me think of this. There's this video. Ariana Grande has a video out, and she's sitting on. It's giant Ariana Grande.
It's what? Giant?
Giant Ariana Grande. She's sitting on the earth, and she's sitting on the earth, and she's got her finger in a hurricane, and she's like fingering the hurricane and singing.
Okay.
They're already tell you that we have to retract all the shit we did about her being carried because she was tired. I tell you this already.
We have to retract that?
You know how we've been making fun of her because there's that story?
Well, there was a story, yeah.
But you know why she had to be carried? She was shooting a video, and she's a dancer, and she was in ballet shoes. toe shoes the whole session, and her feet were bleeding. That's why she was being carried.
So. I don't know that that's accurate.
Okay, that might not be true.
Anyway. That may be her explanation.
Anyway, hopefully people haven't turned off the podcast.
The Ariana Grande moment.
Yes.
Oh my God. She looks like she's giving birth to the earth, and she's
swirling. Yeah, it's bizarre, right?
That's God is a Woman is the name of the.
I don't even know how that goes. God is a woman, but yeah.
Go back to the old days where we used to play the top five on Fridays and shed listeners left and right. You love it how I move you. You love it how I touch you, my one. When all is said and done, you will believe God is a woman. She's using now she's like in a giant milk bath of some sort. Jesus Christ.
Do you think it's real? What kind of milk? What kind of milk are we using? Whole?
Mine.
Medically impossible. Fake news.
I'm lactating ever since I started being president. It cures cancer.
You know, I wonder how much somebody lactates in a lifetime. I guess it depends on how many kids you have. Or if you're a woman.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, hopefully. Those are your headlines, everybody.
Yay.
Thanks for joining us. If you want to help us out here at Cussin' Liberal Media, you can buy shit through our Amazon portal. Ooh. Every time you go to buy something, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Then whenever you buy at Amazon, we get a little commissione.
Oh, wee wee.
Doesn't cost you fuck all. Just helps us out here, to buy, beer and weed and hookers and stuff.
Send us cash.
No hookers.
Sex workers. That's what you call them. You don't call them hookers, dude.
The what else is going on? We've got some of the latest news. Things are going so well in North Korea.
Yay!
North Korea.
I forgot. Has Kim Jong-un denuclearized?
Well, there was another report this week that one of the nuclear... I gotta stop saying it that way because I'm gonna start saying it
that
way.
That's how Jack Bauer fucking says it.
Nuclear, one of the nuclear sites that they were dismantling is now being undismantled. They're remantling.
Did Obama say nuclear?
No, of course not.
Bush did, though. Bush said it big
with his
time.
Kenyan Indonesian accent. Oh, Bush, nuclear. Yeah.
Oh, damn it. I'm sorry. Get off on all these pop culture fucking things. Dude, I saw a clip of David. You know, ever heard of David Blaine? He's a magician.
Yeah, of course.
I watched a tape of David Blaine doing a card trick on former President George Bush the Lesser.
Oh, boy.
God damn, it's so fucking funny.
How do you do that?
I've never seen Bush happier. Not once. I mean, he's a lady. He's like, oh, this guy does card tricks. He loves it.
Well, now they were going to send Mike Pompeo over to hang with Kim.
Wee wee.
And now Trump says, well, he's not going.
The last time Pompeo went to see Kim Jong-un, Kim Jong-un was like, you know what? You got to meet with this other guy because I'm surveying a potato field.
I'm busy looking at potatoes.
It was a potato field, right? What the fuck, dude?
So Trump tweeted a little while ago, a couple hours ago, I have asked Secretary of State Pompeo not to go to North Korea at this time because I feel we are not making sufficient progress with respect to the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. In other words, you lied. You're stupid. Meeting where you just put your arms around each other.
Yes.
Was nothing but a complete win for Kim. 100%.
And I tell you what, man, we're forgetting this shit because all this crazy bullshit's coming out in the news. Do you put it past him to start a fucking war with somebody?
Additionally,
they did it in House of Cards.
Dot, dot, dot.
Yes.
Additionally,
yes.
Because of our much tougher trading stance with China,
ooh,
I do not believe they're helping with the process of denuclearization as they once were, despite the UN sanctions which are in place. Dot, 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 dot.
how does anybody help Trump do anything? Or, you know what I mean? How do you help this guy? How do you want China to help you, Donald?
Secretary Pompeo looks forward to going to North Korea in the near future, most likely after our trading relationship with China is resolved. In the meantime, I would like to send my warmest regards and respect to Chairman Kim, who's fucked me up the asshole, pulled my saggy orange butt cheeks apart, sounded like Velcro ripping.
Ugh. Get the claymation department on this show.
And I
right
allowed
now.
Him to enter me.
Ooh. God damn.
I look forward to seeing him soon, exclamation point.
Did he really say that?
Not the part about the butt cheeks.
But I look forward to seeing that. I look forward to seeing this dickbag totalitarian dictator soon.
In the meantime, I would like to send my warmest regards and respect to Chairman Kim. I look forward to seeing him soon. Kim rat fucked him. Rat fucked him. Oh, yeah, yeah. Sure, we'll denuclearize.
You got rat fucked, Donald. You're right. You
totally denuclearized.
You got rat fucked, and now you're sending your warmest regards. So now if I'm another country, and I'm like, hey, if you want the U.S. to send you the warmest regards, rat fuck them. Mm-hmm. Rat fuck the U.S. That's what the world is saying right now.
We're so strong, though, and the world respects us so much better.
We are so rat fuckable, guys.
The world respects us.
The world wants
big,
to
big fucking lies.
The world is get. They must be in line. They're like, hey, we want to rat fuck the U.S. No, us next. Me next.
We're not making sufficient progress.
In what?
Denuclearization.
Hey, dickhead, Donald, do what Obama did with North Korea, please. The goal with North Korea is to keep a mushroom cloud from happening, right?
After that meeting, Trump's eyes were black from his moobs hitting him in the face doing a dance in the end zone.
I've been involved in a violent motorboating. He was jumping up and down and dancing so hard, he was moving himself in the face. Is it true he had to put Trump steaks on his cheeks so he wouldn't swell up?
If they were still in existence, he would. If they didn't
Trump
go out of business.
Steaks is gone. It's gone.
I think it's all out of, most of it's out of business. But yeah, he was crowing. That's it. They're going to denuclearize. Everything's great. It's peace. Where's my Nobel?
God damn.
I went too because Obama had won. I want his rescinded.
You know, part of me is like, is there some way we would need the Republicans and all the adults in the room to come together and say, listen,
I know.
Let's not impeach this guy. Fuck that. Forget it. Let's make him feel like he's still doing everything, but put him in like a fake world.
Just like put him in the Matrix somewhere, make him think he's president.
No, not the Matrix. Just in a
like a Truman Show.
Yeah. And then we could go about our business with not blowing up the planet. I mean, he thinks everything's the same, but we'll have him win and he'll love it. You know what I mean?
So there you go, Don, calling off the Pompeo trip.
What's up with Trump? Is he hooking up with anybody? Is he hooking up with Hope Hicks or like, I don't know. Did he hook up with Amorosa back in the day?
Ooh.
I don't know. I'm wondering. I'm a journalist. I'm doing some work. What do you think?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Well, we talked about Alex Jones, everybody.
Yay! Hell yeah, baby! Fuck you!
Still out there, not on a whole lot of social media. In fact, again, his set has now been changed so that his logo says InfoWars with a big red banner over the front that says banned. He's been banned.
What a fucking drama queen.
Isn't it
man?
Ridiculous? Yeah. Here's a little bit of news.
Do you think his kids pretend like they like when daddy's not shooting in the InfoWars studios, they go down and pretend like their dad? I want to be like, do you think his kids say I want to be like daddy when I grow up?
I think his fourth grade teacher probably has to sit there and listen to it. Every once in a while.
Unless his fourth grade teachers. There's probably someone at the school that's an info warrior. What's the? Oh yeah.
I think I hurt myself.
You gotta, you gotta warm up to that shit. Yeah. You just can't go Alex Jones, you know.
Now, if you read my letters to the president in the last month that got me banned off of
major social media and major platforms, it's because via other sources that the enemy actually knows, so I'm not giving away any secrets here, through the Pentagon, through the campaign, and through some other ways I'm not going to mention. You on the campaign trail, you know, the listeners, all of you, we've been able to get key intel to the president.
He's got a secret channel to the president.
He's got a back channel to the president? Sure. How? Yeah. What is the back channel?
I don't know. Maybe he's got the number of the princess phone that he uses to talk to Hannity at night.
Does he have a capsule? He puts a little message in a capsule. He chews it up and he shits it out somewhere. And I don't know how that would work out. What's his back channel?
I
telepathy.
Don't know.
I think it's telepathy. Mental telepathy. It's
the enemy already knows.
Yeah, it's
the enemy already knows. So he's like, don't worry, y'all. We're still in direct contact with the president.
To do what? To what end? Listen.
And there's some other ways I'm not going to mention. You on the campaign trail, you know, the listeners, all of you, we've been able to get key intel to the president. And we got the Mike Adams report that I commissioned out to him. We've gotten other information to him, and you now see him everywhere saying the main thing is the censorship. The big issue is the suppression of millions of Americans.
Which Trump tweeted today.
Who is Mike Adams, that guy he mentioned?
He put together a report.
By Mike Adams.
Talking about how the poor conservatives are being censored on social media, and they're not, unless you're wrapping your legs around the Nazis.
Ooh.
And the anti-Semites,
boogity boogity,
and the ones that get banned for shit like that,
right?
They might be getting censored a little bit.
Yes. One of these Sandy Hook truther types, right?
Right.
In his new tweets just yesterday and today. And so, yes, we are talking to the president through different systems, and I'll leave it at that. And by the way, we're talking to other folks. And there are a lot of people right now who the establishment thinks have been scared, who don't operate through kangaroo courts and corrupt Clinton, you know, FBI people.
So now our Department of Justice is corrupt.
Yes.
The FBI is corrupt.
Ooh.
Our courts are corrupt. Kangaroo courts.
I always picture kangaroos in like wigs and puffy shirts.
Unless it goes for them, then it's not a kangaroo.
Oh,
court.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. If brown people or gay people are protected, looked out for, it's a kangaroo court.
Total activist judges. Yeah.
Yeah. Great.
Who are really looking very, very closely at the globalists and the Democrats and all the rest of it. Because there was that gamble that we could bring back prosperity and really turn on the engine of America and the bet of real equality and a unification president. That's what patriots in our government and in some of our corporations thought. And that was the argument 5 years ago when the Pentagon, after Benghazi, and after...
Drink.
How are they... The fucking Benghazi.
Yeah.
The argument 5 years ago when the Pentagon, after Benghazi, and after the creation of ISIS by Obama.
Fuck off.
After it was discovered that Obama was funding the whole Arab Spring out of Kenya and out of Cairo, Egypt.
I know where Cairo is. Well, I know it's in Egypt, dickhead.
You know that.
How the fuck... Obama's pockets are so deep. He paid
funded
for
the Arab Spring,
fucking
yeah.
Spring. How much did that cost?
But this guy also had his own jizz dangling out of his eyebrows from the fact that the Arab Spring happened. Remember,
it burns.
Remember, conservatives were thrilled. They were they were overthrowing all these evil governments.
Hey.
And then one or two of those governments ended up being Muslim, and now they're like, Obama started ISIS. Obama started Arab Spring.
I got jizz in my eye. Obama, they're saying Obama founded ISIS. He paid for ISIS.
No,
what?
Obama founded ISIS. Yeah, started
he founded
ISIS.
It. That means, like, does he have a business card? Says ISIS founder Barack Hussein Obama from Kenya.
Facebook group. It just grew.
Oh, okay. Yeah. A meetup.
Yeah, behead the infidels.
Out of Cairo, Egypt.
Oh, God, dickhead.
The decision had been made to move on the globalists and their Chi-Com funders.
What? What? What is I'm Chi-Com Thunder, baby.
Chi-Com funders.
Fuck you. What is it?
Funders.
Chi-Com?
I don't know what Chi-Com is.
I'm not uttering another syllable until I find out what Chi-Com?
Chinese. I'll bet it's Chinese.
Chinese.
Didn't we look this up once? Not in the not too distant past.
Chi-Com. Chi-Com originated out of the Vietnam War and was first used as a slang for tiny burlap bags or packets.
What is it now?
Which usually contain NVA or I gotta click on it. The preview doesn't. I don't know, it's a sack that carried intel, ammo, food, medical supplies. Or look at those Chi-Coms trying to be more capitalistic. Chinese communists. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
Great, everybody. Chi-Com funders?
Chi-Com funders, yeah.
So people that...
Chinese communists apparently are funding those that are against Trump.
Damn, thank you. We can go on with the show now.
Thanks. So there you go, Alex Jones.
Chi-Com funders, fuck you.
Now we know. I'm still talking. Don't worry.
We don't know anything. I don't know anything after listening to you. The fuck does anybody know?
Still talking to the... he's still talking, though.
Oh, yes.
To the president. Don't worry. Don't worry, everyone.
Okay.
You
know, it's funny. I looked up Chi-Com, and if you look up on Urban Dictionary, at the bottom, it shows where you can get get the word Chi-Com on a mug. If you want.
Chi-Com. Get a whole lot of shit on a mug.
Yeah.
I've got... What is today? Today's Friday.
Fuck you, Sky God!
It's
Faithless Friday, right?
It is faithful. Well, every day is a little bit faithless these days.
Yesterday was tremendously faithless.
Well, yeah, we're getting hit all over with the clips of that Alabama preacher that the new tongues speaker.
Oh, yes. Imagine you're poor evangelical in Alabama and you're like, let's pray for Donald Trump.
When animals get pissed.
Oh, shit, baby.
Arkansas?
Oh, okay.
Dateline, Arkansas.
Is that the country?
A second grade teacher,
yes,
at Hector Elementary School.
This is a snake, isn't it?
Picked up a curtain off the floor of her classroom and found a snake coiled in the corner.
What kind? Was it? Is it a cottonmouth, a rattler?
She sent her students into the classroom next door, told the office she needs help getting rid of a snake.
She didn't have a gun.
The principal, a former Arkansas State Parks employee.
Oh, okay.
Said she decided to put her wildlife experience to good use.
Oh, shit.
And capture it herself.
Is she dead?
The snake bit and latched onto her thumb.
Oh, fuck me. Get this fucking snake off my fucking thumb! That's my reaction, right? I mean, fuck this snake.
It was found to be a non-venomous snake, though.
Okay.
But nonetheless,
terrifying. Ugh.
She decided to use her outdoor experience.
Do you remember the movie Funny Farm starring Chevy Chase? Funny, he's a New York rider that needs some fresh air and quiet, so he buys a farm. It's called Funny Farm, and there's a scene. It's the stupidest movie. There's a scene where Chevy Chase is fishing at his pond, beautiful little pond in his yard, and he casts out. He immediately gets a bite. He's like, "Oh, what the shit is this?" And it's a giant snake. And then the snake chases him all over the farm. Oh, God, it's hilarious. If you want to pick up a copy of Funny Farm, go to Crab Diving. Go to Amazon. Wait. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Buy a copy. We get paid.
Wisconsin?
Hey, bud. Oh, that's where that Nazi's running for whatever. My
second home state?
Hey.
He lost. Paul Nealon lost.
Oh, yeah. Welcome to Bean Snappers.
Police. There's like a small sliver of people who are like, how the fuck does he know about Bean Snappers?
I read Wikipedia, baby.
Bean Snappers is what the locals would refer to as a titty bar.
Oh, okay. It's a titty bar.
Titty bar outside Appleton.
I go there after the Butterfest.
Packwaukee Butterfest.
Butterfest or Butterfist?
I was in a band, played the Packwaukee Butterfest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Played Don't Tell My Heart, My Achy Breaky Heart about 14 times in one afternoon.
Is it Don't Break or is it also Don't Tell?
Don't Tell My Heart,
really?
My Achy Breaky Heart. I just don't think it'll understand. And if you tell my heart,
wow,
my achy breaky heart.
Is that a haiku? Don't tell my heart.
Don't
tell my
heart. No. It's not.
Do not tell my heart. My achy, breaky. Nah, it's 5-6.
Police in Wisconsin.
Fuck you.
Have fined a gentleman.
Okay.
After his ball python.
Ah, you motherfucker.
Was found coiled under the hood of a neighbor's truck.
Great. Oh, fuck yeah. Wonderful. Hey, here's your python, dickhead.
The Omro Police Department said officers and a snake handler responded.
Yes.
Wednesday night, where a woman discovered the 4-foot python coiled around the engine of her vehicle.
You know, if I live in Wisconsin, there's a lot of things that suck about it. Every now and then, a Nazi wants to run and be my representative in the Senate. And the other thing is like, but the good thing is there's not pythons. I don't have to deal, but now I do because of dickheads that own snakes.
Investigators were able to locate the snake's owner using social media. The python, which had been missing for a month and a half, was found to be an illegal pet.
Oh, shit, baby. I just had to have a snake because my parents didn't pay attention to me. I spend my afternoon at Bean Snappers.
And the owner was fined $313 for keeping an illegal exotic animal in the city.
Deport him. That's one thing we could do with ICE. Get rid of these people that own snakes, these bad snakes. You know what? There's a reason you can't have a python in Wisconsin. It's bad for the ecosystem, right?
Yes.
Okay.
This one, turn your volume down, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, fuck me.
Because there may be some yelling.
Okay.
There's a story at the Miami Herald.
Is this still when animals get pissed?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That there's a new study that has found
100% of all snake owners are dickheads.
That, well, the headline says new DNA study raises possibility.
Yes.
Of a super snake emerging from Everglades pythons.
What? Holy shit. Let me understand this, because these fucking pythons get released in the fucking swamps, and all of a sudden they're the apex predator, right? There's nothing that can eat them. So now they're eating everything. Yes. And by super, you mean big as fuck, right? You mean big!
What started out as a straightforward genetic study of Florida's invasive python population has turned up a surprising plot twist. A small number of crossbred Burmese and Indian pythons with the potential to become a kind of Everglades super snake.
Are people getting these snakes together to fuck on purpose to make a super snake? Because this is happening because they're in the ecosystem and they're all, you know.
They're swiping left for each other out in the Everglades.
So you're telling me an India, whatever the fuck, python's like, oh, there's a Burmese python. I can't fuck that because I'm a racist or whatever. They're like, fuck it.
I think, right, yeah.
Let's make a super snake. Fuck everybody up. We made Florida worse. How'd you do that?
Researchers examined 400 snakes captured in South Florida from the Big Cypress Swamp to the Everglades. The vast majority appeared to be closely related to Burmese pythons.
We need napalm. Just light the swamp up. Get rid of these super snakes. Fuck this shit.
A number had genetic markers from Indian pythons, a subspecies that is unlike the swamp-loving Burmese snakes.
Indian pythons.
Indian pythons prefer high, dry ground.
Indian pythons in Florida are all fucking pets that some dickhead let out of their fucking cage.
It raises the risk that over time, some Everglades snakes could become better suited to the more varied landscape.
Meaning, what does that mean?
If Indian pythons have a wider range, perhaps these Everglades snakes could have that capability. So in other words, instead of hanging out in the swamps...
Oh my God!
They may say, wow, I like the drier ground like my Indian python relatives.
This summer, the snakes are back and they're pissed and they're coming to get you. Get ready for Super Snake.
And this is all assholes.
Oh, yes.
Let their snakes get away.
Cut a pin in it, dickheads. Oh, I need. Oh, look at me. I need attention. Look at my snake. Look at my pet. I'm special. I didn't learn to do anything. I don't have a fucking talent. I'm useless. But look at my snake. I'm valuable. I'm valuable to society. I have a fucking snake. Oh, you misguided piece of shit.
And that there's such a huge population now.
Yes.
Of these pythons.
What?
That it allows them to rapidly adapt.
Oh, good. Damn, this sounds like the beginning of a shitty movie where we're all going to fucking die from snakes. Snake-nado. This is Snake-nado in Florida. Damn, you made Florida more fucked up.
They could breed in the wild.
Oh.
But breeders also frequently cross species to produce more desirable colors.
Death penalty. I'm sorry.
Colors and patterns.
I'm against the death penalty. I am. I'm not a fucking maniac, but shit. If you're sitting there, what kind of fucking boring ass motherfucker, nothing to talk about, no interest, doesn't give a shit about anything. Oh, what am I going to do this afternoon? I'm going to make my two snakes fuck. I'm going to make my snakes fuck. You fucking losers. You fucking idiots. Why are you doing this? Why? Who gives a fuck?
You can turn your volume back up a little. Well,
how
maybe
does that not infuriate
not
you? How does it not? Not is there more to this fucking story?
No, thank God. No.
My head hurts.
That's when animals get pissed.
How far? Where? Give me the data on. I need all these super snakes geolocated. Do we need? I mean. If you come up, what do I do if I come upon a super snake? Shoot it? I don't have a gun.
Yeah, you need kryptonite.
I'm the one pussy in Florida without a fucking gun. Hey, Marco Rubio, look out at your phone parties. You never know.
Oh,
my God. That's so fucked. Didn't that piss you off?
I mean, you know.
Get everything you want in this game. This
pisses
country,
me off that the ecosystem... Because there was another part of the story that said about how the small mammal population has plummeted. So the entire ecosystem is disrupted because of an invasive species brought by assholes.
Yeah. Well, I'm worried about this mammal.
Oh, I'm not worried about.
You're not worried about a super snake?
No.
Oh, okay.
Can't fly yet.
No.
Well, they do hang out in trees and drop down on you, though. But
absolutely.
To
strangle you. It's a giant. How big are these super snakes? Bigger than normal snakes. How big is the biggest
Burmese
super snakes?
Pythons are big fuckers, right?
Have you seen these pythons? An Animal Planet or something else? Like, oh, there's a caribou. I'm going to kill that fucker and swallow it. You know how big a caribou is?
Well, yeah, they're big.
Bigger
they're
than
big
you.
Snakes. They're bigger giant than snakes.
You. Bigger than you and faster. That's all.
Representative Duncan Hunter, you may have heard of him.
Oh, yes. What a dickbag.
The second member of Congress to endorse Donald J. Trump.
Imagine.
Now the second GOP member in the past couple of weeks to be indicted.
Hey, Duncan, you better keep an eye on that fucking bunny. One of these super snakes are going to get it.
So, I mean, he's gone full batshit. He's out there. Yeah, every interview he's giving is, it's the deep state. It's the FBI. It's the corrupt police. They're coming after me for political reasons, just like they're going after the president.
Imagine, dude. Imagine how crazy you have to be to show up on the radar screen in this political landscape.
Yeah.
You so got to be nuts.
He and his wife are indicted on a shit ton of charges of spending ridiculous amounts of campaign money on their own private shit.
That's hot.
And he was on telly.
Hello.
With, I think this is Martha Raddatz on Fox, but he's Martha. On Fox. So,
oh,
you know,
yes.
How hard hitting is he expecting?
Ooh, real hard.
But here's a little
here
bit.
Now to answer some of them exclusively in his first national interview tonight, Congressman Duncan Hunter. Congressman, welcome. Thank you very much for coming in tonight to answer some of these questions. That's a pretty tough list that Ed just read. Are those charges true? Did you use campaign money for those personal expenses?
No, and in fact, the things that you were mentioning there were fundraisers. The trip to Pittsburgh, that was a fundraiser. That's how we campaign and try to raise money, is by traveling.
The trip to Italy, the rabbit flight.
Sure,
those are fun. That's all fundraisers.
You hear these guys, you know, these guys are lying. She starts out the question, and he's like, sure, yes, sure.
So he's out, deny.
Yes.
Except one part,
okay,
where he, I'm trying to see if I can get the exact clip.
Sure. Yes. Sure. Here's my bunny. Oh shit. My bunny's getting eaten by one of these fucking super snakes. Don't die, bunny. Sure.
Except this part where he
what?
Flings.
Congress.
Well, no, I don't have the specific clip, but somewhere in this, it's 6 minutes. I don't want to have to look for it. Asked point blank if he is guilty. He denied it all.
Yes.
He attacked the Trump appointed U.S. attorney of the Southern District of California.
Oh,
Trump
okay.
appointed U.S. attorney.
Oh shit.
He attacked him. Said it's, he's prosecuting him. And I don't have time to fight the charges before the election. I'm trying to get reelected here.
That's funny.
He did admit to saying fuck the Navy.
Yes.
After he was unable to arrange a base tour that was allegedly to be used as a cover story for the vacation in Italy. So $15,000, I think I saw, they spent and charged for their trip to Italy, their family trip to Italy. And they said they were going to go to some Navy base. And the Navy base was like, we're too busy for you. We don't want to see you.
What? Why would a representative from some fucking state need to go
he's lying.
Yeah, okay. That makes sense then.
So then he bravely accepts responsibility for everything.
Yes.
Says, please don't go after my wife.
Sure.
Like a man of honor.
Or my bunny.
I'm just kidding. He totally blames his wife.
But not the bunny.
The wife.
Damn.
Quote, when I went to Iraq in 2003, the first time, I gave her power of attorney, and she handled my finances throughout my whole military career and continued that when I got to Congress.
Oh, shit.
Whatever she did, that will be looked at, too, I'm sure. But I didn't do it. I didn't spend any money illegally. I didn't use any campaign money, especially for wounded warriors. There's no way.
Wow. Donald Trump is listening to this strategy. He's like, hey, that's not a bad idea.
Melania made me do it.
Ooh, yes. I'm going to steal from you. That's a good idea. Melania made me do it.
Hunter. So he's totally throwing his wife under the bus.
Ooh.
He then attacked his socialist Democrat opponent.
Oh, shit.
And complained that living on his salary as a congressman is tough in California.
Oh, yeah, it's real tough. What?
It's difficult to live in a place like San Francisco or San Diego or New York or D.C. It's probably easier to live in a place like Kansas or Missouri.
Dude, you're a fucking...
Don't they make like $180,000 a year or something?
What?
Congressman.
Yeah, but like
he's whining that that's not enough to live in Southern California.
God, now correct me if I'm wrong. I lived in Southern California. You did.
I did.
I don't have the figures.
Make 180.
Yeah, I didn't make 180 grand. You slightly piece below. Of shit. Hey, this is typical Republican bullshit, though, right? It's blaming the wife. Blaming whoever. Fuck you. Oh, my God. I think Donald Trump is going to throw every member of his family under the fucking bus.
You're right.
Including Ivanka.
You can't wait for Jared.
Oh, God. That's going to be great. Eric. Eric's the one I'm looking forward to. Just because his face is like, nee, 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 nee.
He's a very good boy.
Yeah. In what context?
Right,
I mean, amidst a sea of Hitler youth? Maybe. Fucking A, in good context, you know.
It's Friday, everybody. Thanks for joining us here. Big Chew.
Praise God. Good news.
Hey. Good news.
Hoodie, booty, body, bay.
We've been reporting on and complaining about and bitching about what the Republifucks of Georgia...
Hello, Republifucks.
...have been planning to do in a certain rural southwest county...
Voter suppression,
by
baby!
...saying, well, we got to save money. Let's make sure the Negroes can't vote.
Man, fuck this. Fuck that.
And God, this guy that did this study... That was like, I think to save money, you can close 7 out of 9 of them.
Polling places.
Right.
I mean, you know what? Stacey Abrams, God damn it. Your first day in office, sandblast the faces of those fucking slave owners off the side of Stone fucking Mountain.
She won't be able to do that.
Do it. Oh, my God. You got to do it.
The county board of... elections and registration in Randolph County today have rejected the proposal to close 7 of the county's 9 polling locations.
That's good. Great.
Some consultant named Michael Malone.
Hey, Michael.
Who I think later on in the piece it says he's got some ties to some asshole, let's call them Republicans.
Hey, man.
Critics accuse him of working on behalf of the Secretary of State, Brian Kemp, a Republican who's running for governor.
Hey.
He must be the guy who's driving around with his truck saying, I got my pickup truck to go round up illegals driving back across the border.
I mean, listen, there's all kinds of bullshit with the Republicans, right? They're racist. They're anti-gay. Yep. They're anti-poor. They don't want anybody to have health care. But the one thing about them that no one can say is normal, or they don't want people to vote.
Well, they don't want black people to vote.
Yeah. When people don't turn out to vote, Republicans win.
Yes.
What does that say about their fucking party? Nobody likes them.
The... officials voted down the proposal to close nearly all of their polling places in the county that is, I think, 70% African-American.
Yes.
The Board of Elections released a statement, said the county's population and tax base had declined in recent years.
Okay.
There were discussions about the number of polling places for years, but they do acknowledge the controversy. Prompted by the proposal and said they would not approve it.
Okay. God, of course. Can you imagine? It's 2018. Here's our strategy. This is the only way our party can win. Let's not have any black people vote.
Well, yeah, and some people would have had to travel miles and miles and miles to try to find their polling place.
Jimmy Carter lives in that state. Isn't that weird that the state of Georgia has all this bullshit going on.
Well, Atlanta is really... Yeah.
It's urban.
Very liberal. And
yes. It's a big city.
Right.
It's a big city. You got one of the premier universities, Georgia Tech. Huge, huge university. Lots of educated people in that city. Not a bunch of fucking rednecks. Well, here's my pet python. Let me let it out into the swamp. Oh, shit. We got super snakes.
This consultant was like, yeah, I think you should close them.
God.
Was trying to pretend that they're concerned about the Americans with Disabilities Act and compliance that these places don't have sufficient shitter facilities for someone who may be disabled. And when when one of the board members was like, well, why can't you just put up a temporary accessible porta potty?
I love this logic. This polling place isn't suitable for a person with a wheelchair to vote. So I'm going to make this person with a wheelchair roll down the street 9 fucking miles.
Right.
To get to another place to fucking vote.
The ACLU said it's a victory for African-American voters who are too often subject to a relentless campaign of voter suppression.
I mean, God, when does it stop? When does this shit stop?
The defeat of this proposal also shows the power of resistance and the impact we can have by leveraging our voices against injustice.
The Republicans' message is so fucking shitty and so fucking exclusionary. The only way they win if it's just straight, white, male, racist, fucking Fox News, fucking fuck faces come out and vote and nobody else. That's how they win.
Until 2013, Georgia was one of a handful of states that had to get changes to its elections cleared by the federal government because of the Voting Rights Act. It was one that had to have its hands held.
Sometimes we need adults. Sometimes we need babysitters. Some of our states, I don't know. How do you explain it? How do you explain it?
And then thanks to the conservatives on the SCOTUS, that got scuttled.
Oh, yes. Let's get rid of something called, what is it called? The Voter Rights Act?
The Voting Rights Act.
Yeah. Let's get rid of it.
So that's good news.
Yeah, that is.
That the Republicans won't be able to completely steal the election in that, at least in that way, in that.
Yeah. I mean, Georgia county deserves some good politicians. They deserve to have a good governor, don't they?
Yeah.
God, Alabama. Talk about a state. They deserve some good politicians.
Do they?
Yeah. Yes.
Almost half of them voted for Roy Moore. Okay.
Stop it. Why do you bring up facts?
Almost half of them voted for Roy Moore.
They probably have snakes, too. Oh, got me a python, man. It's too big for me to take care of. I done got to feed it like 87 mice every day. I'm going to let it out. Fuck it.
Faithless Friday, y'all.
Hey.
I guess we can do a Faithless-y Friday-y story.
Okay.
No, I don't have it here, but right. I know who it's about. Falwell.
Oh, yeah. Jerry Falwell?
Junior.
Oh, my God. None of these dick bags wear condoms. They don't. Boss, let me just blow it over the all over the memory foam rather than give birth to a shithead like me.
I forget. There was some Christian who's not into Trump at all who was knew Billy Graham and everything and was railing against what his son has done and how he's
Franklin Graham. He doesn't like Franklin Graham.
How he's totally not Graham. I'm sorry. Falwell.
Falwell. Okay.
And Graham. Same thing happened.
They are the same fucking white evangelical rich fuckers.
Although Jerry Falwell was pretty heinous himself, the dad. That was the whole moral majority bullshit that.
Yeah, and there was a scandal with him.
That Donald Trump, or not Donald Trump, Ronald Reagan embraced them, right? And that was where kind of everything started to go south, more ways, because that's when they started allowing the evangelicals to nurse at the teat.
Oh yeah, that's when Ronald Reagan got on TV his dumb fucking whatever the fuck that monkey was training ass. He's like, I'm not waiting for you to endorse me. I endorse you. Let me suck your dick. Remember that? That's what he did.
So Jerry Falwell Jr., the uber poobah over at the Liberty University.
Fuck you.
Liberty in air quotes.
Oh, yes.
Because they mean liberty for white straight Christians. Is fighting back.
Right.
About reports.
Yes.
Right? He's not disputing what happened.
Right.
But he's claiming it's okay.
right,
that he himself killed student newspaper articles that were going to be critical of Trump.
Wow. Like in college newspapers and shit?
They're university journalist students who are running the newspaper. He spiked stories that were critical of Orange Daddykins.
Dude, it's fascism, right? Taking control of the media.
And there's even a Christian magazine, World Magazine,
right,
broke the story and is not cool with it.
Holy shit.
They reported on Monday, World Magazine, that tensions rose between Falwell Jr. and the school newspaper, The Champion, shortly after the evangelical leader endorsed Trump,
right,
in 2016.
Oh, shit.
He reportedly required that editors, required editors to disclose whom a columnist was planning to vote for. In
what
the 2016
fuck?
Election.
That's the, in that you, I'm a private citizen. It's who do I, that's my personal business. Who I vote for in when the voting booth.
Sports editor, one of the students, Joel Schmieg, wrote a column objecting to Trump's vulgar comments on the Access Hollywood tape.
Okay. Yes, of course.
Falwell ordered the piece to be spiked, claiming that they already had one Trump column that week.
Yes.
Schmieg then posted his column on his own Facebook page.
Oh, okay.
Got called in.
Damn.
And was warned by the school staff.
Right.
About doing so in the future. And I think he quit. He's like, I'm out. I don't feel comfortable. Quote, I didn't feel comfortable being told what I couldn't write about by President Falwell.
God damn. That's crazy.
World Magazine reported Falwell's objections to the student newspaper were part of a broader pattern of Liberty University leadership stifling critical pieces that the student journalists pursued on campus.
You know, that's interesting because, you know, Falwell Sr. had that weird thing with Larry Flint. You know, Flint in Hustler, he posted a story that described Falwell having sex with his mother. And then,
oh, that was that First Amendment battle, wasn't it? That Larry Flint ended up winning.
Yeah, you know, I'm reading this thing in the Mental Flaws about it right now. It says, but after, listen to this, after settling their case, so Falwell was going to sue Flint, they settle or whatever. After settling their case, the two men actually became close friends despite agreeing on absolutely nothing.
Well.
And they were buddies after that. And then Flint, remember when Flint and Hustler went through that weird phase where he had all those naked people, but with all that religious symbolism around them and all that shit. You never saw that movie with Woody Harrelson?
Mm-mm. Oh, no. People versus Larry Flint.
Damn, you never saw Woody Harrelson play? Oh, shit.
I never saw that one.
That's good.
So there you go. The students pissed off. Students quitting. Another student journalist quit because of it.
Oh, shit.
And Falwell Jr.
Yes.
Was trying to do damage control, but you know, making things worse.
Well, Falwell, they're both pieces of shit, the son and the dad. I'm looking at this. I never knew this. This is horrible. God damn, dude. Falwell was a star baseball player in college, and after he received an offer to join the St. Louis Cardinals, all that shit on top of that, he could have been a Cardinal too. Bleh! Disgusting. Fuck the Cardinals.
Beta Skay.
Hoonah moona body bay! Bling a bling a bling. Woo!
I guess one of the editors that were fired from the student newspaper.
Yes.
Recorded the dean of school of the School of Communication.
Okay.
Telling them that they're not there to do actual reporting.
What are they there to do with their fucking paper?
Kirk told the news staffers, quote, your job is to keep the LU reputation and the image as it is. Don't destroy the image of LU. Pretty simple, okay? Well, you might say, well, that's not my job. My job is to do journalism. My job is to be First Amendment. My job is to go out and dig and investigate, and I should do anything I want to because I'm a journalist. So let's get that notion out of your head, okay?
Oh, my God. Wait, the image is the image, dude.
How about not doing something wrong?
Right.
You mean if they uncover corruption or shenanigans or cover-ups or some bullshit or something, they're supposed to keep quiet because they don't want to hurt the university.
Hey, dickheads, and what do you think that teaches these kids? What do you think that teaches these kids?
How Christian is that?
Well, for our country, that's standard,
well,
right?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. You know what I mean?
But how, I mean, if you go by the real Christian alleged bullshit from the Bible.
Yes.
I don't think Jesus would approve.
Black Jesus would hate that. Hate it.
Falwell rejects the notion that he's censoring students. And then by attacking the press. The press covers my involvement as if I'm the only person at Liberty University who should have no say in what's published in a newspaper that is owned and operated by the university.
But he's saying he's not censoring them.
And if the whole point is the whole point is to teach students how to be good journalists.
Yeah.
That means how to be good, honest, objective journalists. And if they find something, go for it. If you find wrongdoing and criminality and bullshit and nefariousness, you put that shit out there, not, oh, you don't talk about that because you don't want to hurt the university.
And also, too, think about, like, what about those all those college journalists up in Northwestern that blew up? All those death penalty cases.
Well, yeah. And still.
I mean, they found people that were on death row that shouldn't have been there. You gotta let these student journalists do their fucking job. Let them. We need good press. If anything, if we take anything out of this Trump bullshit, think of all the good reporting on Donald Trump that's been done by people that they break stories, do all kinds of crazy shit. We need that, right?
In response to the recording of
yes.
the head of the communications department saying, "You're not here to do journalism, okay?
I'm a journalist. I'm taking journalism."
Falwell says,
the fuck?
As for the recent comments by one of our professors, Bruce Kirk, comments secretly recorded by a student this past spring and handed over to an evangelical news magazine.
Good journalism.
Mr. Kirk spoke for himself. He was not speaking as a spokesman for the university, nor as a spokesman for me.
Don't go to this school. I think that's what you're learning from this, right? Don't go to this corrupt fucking school.
So we're supposed to believe that he, the head of the School of Communications that runs the newspaper,
yes,
at an official meeting of the newspaper staff,
ooh,
telling them, you don't do journalism, it's not what you're here to do, is not official university policy and does not represent the beliefs
right.
of Uber Poobah Falwell.
I'm telling you not to print something, it's not censorship. This is 1984 shit.
So now they're getting very Trumpian. Now if you work on the student newspaper, you have to sign an NDA.
Well, that goes against the very spirit of journalism, doesn't it? You aren't allowed to tell your story.
And the student that was fired as the editor lost his scholarships because it was contingent on him being editor.
Shouldn't that guy be able to sue or something? Doesn't that seem unfair?
These private schools, man.
They can do whatever the fuck they want.
They'll do whatever the fuck they want.
Hey, it's odd.
They hate America.
It's un-American.
They hate America. These Christians are saying they're all the Constitution. They're the ones who love the founders and what America is based on.
This is like
everything they want to do is un-American and anti-American principles.
Are we being fucked in the face by these nationalist evangelical wackos? It's like they're super Nazis for Jesus or something like that.
Yeah.
They don't want journalists to be journalism. You're a journalism student. You're not here to study journalism. What am I doing? I'm studying. I'm a dental hygienist. I'm a journalist. I'm studying journalism.
Champion staffers cannot be sources for or subjects of stories by outside journalists without Liberty Administration's special permission.
Ooh.
They cannot comment on Facebook, Twitter, or other social media about any publication of the Liberty Champion or its affiliated communication services.
Oh, my God. How do you sign? What kind of... Damn.
So, journalism students, don't do journalism.
Don't go there. Don't go to this school because the very spirit of an NDA goes against journalism. I'm paying to go to this fucking... Let's say I'm not on scholarship. Let's say I'm paying to go to this school. Now, you're telling me I'm paying to go to a place, but I'm not allowed to talk about it. I'm not allowed to write any stories about my experience at a place that I'm paying to go to.
You're not allowed to question authority. It's very Christian.
Jesus Christ.
And un-American.
Do you guys read the Bible? I mean,
well, the parts they like.
Yes. Yeah. Infuriating. It's bizarre.
So the odious charlatan.
As fuck.
Second generation charlatan.
God
damn. He didn't even build up that empire of fraud. His father did.
You're just maintaining it, you piece of shit.
Another crotch dropping that fails upward.
This Jerry Falwell, I mean, you look at, I don't know what this stupid son looks like, but he just looks like a fucking, he looks like one of those preachers that's, you know, up to shit.
Fox and Friends this morning.
I'm Steve Ducey.
Reacting to this is pretty funny actually.
Ainsley.
Ainsley's not in today. Apparently what? She's woozy and relaxing from her hard hitting journalism.
I'm putting my feet up.
It's Rachel Campos Duffy sitting in for Ainsley with Brian Kilmeade and Steve Ducey. I'm wearing my pink tie for Friday, everyone.
Is it casual Friday at Fox and Friends? I mean, did they get a, you know, Hawaiian shirt Friday? Did you ever have that at a job?
Oh, sure, yeah. Casual Friday. Business casual Friday.
That's, to me, I always think that's one of the shittiest things. You got a place that you're working at. One day of the week, it's okay to not wear a fucking tie.
Well, and I also had a place where that was business casual that was... Like, you can wear jeans on Friday. That's in Hollywood. You know, it's all the the production jobs.
Sure.
Here's a little bit of the reaction.
Fuck you.
Of Fox and Friends to the news that the National Enquirer CEO is getting immunity.
Oh, no.
And blabbing on Trump.
Right.
Now are aligned very closely with the president. They spend a lot of time with him.
Although Lindsey Graham and Rand Paul don't like each other.
Well, they don't, and so they appear separately. Meanwhile, this guy right here, his name is David Pecker, and he owns the National Enquirer. And the big story today is apparently he and his company cut a deal with the feds because the federal government and the prosecutors in the Southern District of New York have been looking into payments that were made by Mr. Pecker to Stormy Daniels and also a Playboy model that is regarded as hush money. And the whole idea is they regard it as a campaign violation. And so they're trying to connect all the dots. And apparently some of the dots between Donald Trump and the payments go through the National Enquirer.
God damn.
That's about as hard hitting as you're going to get on Fox and Friends.
And apparently,
they're trying to connect the dots. No, the dots are fucking connected, Stevie.
There's all kinds of dots. Yeah. The dots are this close apart. Yeah, they're connected.
They're big, bold lines. They're not even dots anymore.
I mean, do we even really need to see what was in that fucking safe? Here's what happened. Donald Trump got with his Pecker guy, and they're like, pay this chick off so she doesn't ruin my election.
Well, every other celebrity that has dick pics or whatever in that safe is sweating balls now.
I don't see what the big deal is. I mean, Alan Dershowitz, Harvard professor, somebody who understands the you know, election law, the law, constitution, all of this says there's nothing there. Donald Trump can give money to his own campaign as long as Donald Trump gave that money.
That's right. Oh, you're right. You're right, Rachel.
But he can't give money from his own campaign.
He can't give money to his own campaign to cover up a something. That's a crime.
He can't. Why would why
it's
would,
a, all this is bullshit. Nuts. It's a lie. Dershowitz,
right?
They really have got to have pictures of him balls deep in a 4-year-old on Kid Fuck Island.
Wednesday.
Epstein's Kid Fuck Island.
Right.
Because I don't know how he's debasing himself and what the hell happened to Alan Dershowitz. He used to be a big lib.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
and this idiot, Alan Dershowitz, he's a legal expert, Harvard legal expert. He says there's nothing there. So obviously there's nothing there.
At some point is the evidence going to get too damning? Is it going to
for
be
who?
Too
Wait, for
apparent?
Who?
This is a dumb question for these people.
I think at some point Fox News will eventually be struck with reality.
Yeah,
but
not now.
Not the people watching Fox News. No.
I mean, because connecting the dots.
Right.
And even
so, what are they hearing here on Fox News? The morons that are the Alabama soccer moms that are pushing their little kids out in the morning. They've got Fox and Friends on in the morning while they're getting their breakfast ready. And they hear Steve Doocy give an almost neutral description of what's going on. But he did say, well, they're trying. And they're trying to put this together. And apparently they think this. And then this asshole gets on.
Yeah.
She's like, I just don't buy it. Alan Dershowitz said there's nothing there. There's no crime. So what the fuck did Cohen plead guilty to?
Yeah.
Why is the judge like, you know, okay, go ahead. I'm not sure that's a crime, but I want to get out of here. It's a Tuesday.
I think because of the way Donald Trump and other Republicans have framed this, that it's not like people don't believe that Trump paid somebody off, but they think that Mueller is, they're taking all these things that aren't really related and trying to shove it into a narrative.
Is that for Teach Out?
But it is related.
In New York. She's an awesome liberal candidate.
Who is this?
Zephyr Teach Out with one of the better names. She's I don't know what she's running for right now. Something in New York. But she is was a prosecutor and she was on telly and she said,
hello.
She said, one of my specialties is campaign finance.
Okay.
Violations and stuff like that. This is a crime. These idiots that are out there saying it's not even a crime. It's not a crime if he gives the money to his own. They're missing the details of the situation.
And let's say it's not a crime. Let's just say, let's be in Fantasyville, USA, and say it's not. We're talking about a guy that tried to pay off someone he had sex with because he didn't want this woman talking about him before the election.
Right.
And then he covered up the payment. Let's say, isn't that at least untoward? Doesn't that at least...
But it's not illegal.
But it's fucked
up. Give money to his own...
But Obama was black.
I don't want Ryan. My president... I don't want a president that's got to keep doling out hush money to women. That's fucked up, right?
And Hillary was the most crooked person to ever own a vagina.
Say Benghazi.
Ever.
Say it.
Own campaign. As long as Donald Trump gave that money to, you know, shut up these mistresses, which, by the way, didn't really work very well. But anyway, that's what he tried to do. He's allowed to do that to save his marriage, to save his campaign, for whatever reason.
So does David Pecker back up with Michael Cohen saying that Donald Trump, he says that Michael Cohen made the payments on the direction of billionaire, he's still a billionaire, but then businessman Donald Trump. Does David Pecker back that up? Maybe he can, in turn for immunity, does he say that? And then to your point, Rachel, what does it mean legally in the big picture? Turns out there are a lot of celebrities that might have some issues that they did not want out if they want to run for public office. And if you just look at the attack right now on the president, what an agenda. Now they go, oh, let's look at his foundation. Let's find out what his lawyer, let's raid.
Yes, you know why? Because there's big steaming piles of Trumpian criminal shit everywhere he's stepped.
And it's
everywhere
true.
He's been. They are a crime family.
And explain all the guilty pleas.
Right.
Explain the existence of the special counsel.
And yeah, you know, if Mueller's looking into money and they'd say, wow, there's some money that went over to the Trump Foundation, and they look over there and they're like, holy fuck, look at this. They're allowed to do that, you fucking monocelled brain moron.
Do you think the head of the CFO of Trump's organization is cooperating with Mueller for no reason?
Right.
Oh, look at how they're attacking the president. They're going after everything now. His foundation, his organization.
You know, it's amazing, man. It's like the slightest little thing. Like, Hillary will step out of a van. Somebody will see, like, her handshake a little bit. And they're like, she's got Parkinson's.
Obama wore a tan suit.
But
and they broke into breaking news.
But
on Fox.
I can't imagine. But these people at Fox, they must realize, like, okay, guys, we got to talk about this story and not connect it to Donald Trump. I mean, that's got to be some real hard brain jujitsu, some mental fucking acrobatics going on. But the slightest little thing. Obama's black.
His lawyer's apartment. Let's go after and raid in the middle of the night Paul Manafort's place. He was there for 3 months. Right. You cannot blame the president.
Oh, yeah, right. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What are they saying?
Steve Ducey's yes-ending the fuck out of this. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, uh-huh.
But Paul Manafort was found guilty. And he would have been found guilty on more counts, but that lunatic was a
homebound. One loony juror, yeah.
So is he suggesting that they should not have raided his house in the middle of the night?
It's only because of Trump.
Why do you think they had to raid his house in the middle of the fucking night, though? You know what I mean?
Let's raid his lawyer's apartment. Let's go after and raid in the middle of the night Paul Manafort's place. He was there for 3 months. You cannot blame the president for feeling like he's being surrounded and targeted. The question is...
Oh, you can't blame the poor president for feeling like he's being surrounded.
I mean,
when all the criminals in his criminal organization are being brought down one by one, that's really mean.
Hey, Fox News, why would he feel like he's being attacked? Why would someone want to attack Donald Trump? Do you ever think about asking that? Like, what's going on?
Because he's rich and white and everybody's jealous of him.
Damn, you guys live on the river of denial, baby.
But how terrifying is this? This is what a significant swath of white waddlers out there in this country, this is the only quote news that they get.
Yeah.
So they get the story.
Right.
Almost unbiased from Ducey. There's the newsy part of it. This is what happened. This is the indictment.
The facts.
Pecker is getting immunity. This and that. And then moron Campos jumps in. Kilmeade says, hold my beer. I can be dumber.
Right.
And now this is the narrative for this segment is, this is such bullshit.
And it's muddy.
Right.
Because some people believe Fox News and they think, and Fox News to some idiots have some authority.
Look, he had pink tie. How could he be lying to us?
Oh, right. Right.
See, Ducey's a nice man.
Well, and he's white.
He's like a youth pastor.
But he's white. It's pointless. It's got to be pointless. Everybody has to come out and vote if you're a liberal because your friends that are conservative that are still down with Donald are hopeless.
Yeah, oh, God. Anybody hopeless. Still down with Donald is...
They're racist.
I don't think there's any hope with at this point. Mm-mm. Hope for.
Is fundamentally, are any of these things illegal? And if anyone's sitting out there in the business world saying to themselves, I'd love to run for public office,
right.
They're running for the hills, right?
Well, they're going to discourage all these dishonest crooks from running for office.
How horrible.
What are we going to do? Where are we going to get our corrupt politicians from?
God, draining the swamp. Draining the swamp.
Right.
You're going to have to set that motherfucker on fire.
God, this would just make your head explode, wouldn't it? I mean, can you blame 30% of the country for being stupid fucks because this is what's running?
In that first Batman movie with the one with Christian Bale, Batman Begins.
Yeah.
the bad guy played by Scarecrow gets a hold of this device that is able, he's able to evaporate all the water in Gotham Bay or something stupid like that. That's what they're going to have to do with the swamp.
Yeah.
You can't drain it. You got to evaporate it.
Right now.
That's right.
Because this president was the first to do it. And now stuff that happened before he was even formally a candidate is coming back to haunt
Brian,
him.
I think your point is...
I can't believe they're bringing up crimes from a couple of years ago. I mean, he wasn't even president when he did all those crimes.
What the this fuck guy, are you... What, before he was a candidate, it's what like, are you supposed to do? You run for president, like, you look at your past.
It's a bizarro world. We're in the bizarro world.
Fox.
If Obama... had stolen a candy bar when he was 9 years old and gotten caught, we'd still be having hearings about it.
Unless I'm remembering incorrectly. Supposedly, Obama, he was still black, but for money to pay for school books in college, he sucked dick. He sucked dick.
According to some theories.
That was a story, though. I heard that story.
Well, that's some of the ninnies.
And then also, people decided he was of Satan because if you looked, there were flies.
That was Alex Jones.
Oh, my God. And Michelle Obama has a big, thick cock.
Alex Jones?
I don't know. Why am I talking about this? I lost my point. What the fuck are we talking about?
Because of Fox News and Fox and Friends, and this is the narrative that goes out. When the rest of the world is like, holy shit, Trump is fucked. Because these people are turning on him and corroborating each other's stories. But we're all supposed to believe that poor Donald is the only one among all of these fucking corrupt crooks that is not lying.
Where's their sense of responsibility? don't you feel bad, Fox News? You're making people dumb as fuck. You don't give a shit, do you? You're no better than that own snakes.
I really wonder, is there any... Not Kilmeade. He's dumb as a post. I don't know Rachel Campos Duffy enough to...
She's an asshole.
But Ducey has got to, at some level, know what he's doing.
What?
He's got to know on some level that he's an evil propagandist who is spinning narratives are not true.
Yeah. I mean, is he just getting rich and is like, I don't give a fuck, and he just goes home and he drinks himself into a stupor watching Netflix? Who gives a fuck? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
First to do it, and now stuff that happened before he was even formally a candidate is coming back to haunt
Brian,
him.
I think your point is so good because, there's all this chaos, there's all this stuff, but you're right. The message to anyone who's an outsider who's thinking about running for president is if the political class doesn't appoint you or give you permission, then they will destroy you. That's the message.
So it's the deep state. It's the political class is going after Trump for all of his crimes that he committed. It's really nasty.
He's a Nazi. He's corrupt. He lies.
He
rapes!
A criminal.
He's a rapist!
A criminal.
He's a daughter-lusting criminal rapist. That is...
No, it's the deep state.
Leading a kleptocracy that is just skull-fucking our country.
So despite mountains of evidence, these ninnies, these idiots are sitting here saying, oh, well, God, that poor president.
Oh, yeah. Skull fuck me more.
Poor Donald Trump and all these slings and arrows that he's suffering.
God, what do you guys, what the fuck?
How dare they bring up crimes he committed 2 years ago?
He's running for president.
How dare they?
Ooh.
How dare they? That's what Kilmeade is outraged over. These are things that were before he even ran for president.
They're trying to say that Bob Mueller and all these people investigating these fucking scumbags are doing our country a disservice because people like Trump won't run for office again.
Right. Yeah.
Who the boot about it,
regarding David Pecker, apparently he had kept all of these secret documents where he had arranged so-called capture and kill arrangements with different people. They were in a safe, according to the Associated Press, and now it looks as if the feds are going to be able to take a look at it. And that's one of the reasons why, if you click around on all the channels, every once in a while, people mention a word that starts with an I.
Just a little bit, right?
Here's the fuck is this?
Example of
impeachment.
Oh.
If you click on the other channels, not our channel, we won't even say it. I'm just going to say the first letter. But you know what I'm talking about.
Why? Yeah.
On the other channels, they're throwing the I word around. But we know what's going on. We know it's Obama.
Listen, you liberals out there, you fucking progressives, this is my litmus test. Do you want this motherfucker? Should this motherfucker be impeached? And your answer better be fuck yes. And if it's not fuck yes, suck my dick.
Can't blame the president for feeling like he's surrounded.
He is. I mean, you know what? I'm sure. I don't know. Wouldn't our country, we would rather not have a president that's got a special counsel up his dick. From day fucking one, it seems like. From day one, he lied. Where's the money for that inauguration? Where's the millions of dollars raised for that inauguration that was shit? The three doors down those fucking traitors played at. Where's the money for that inauguration? What happened to that shit? You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, the money. Yeah, what happened to it? It's lies. Crooked Hillary. Fuck you. Fuck all of you. Crooked Hillary. You motherfuckers.
It's Faithless Friday, everybody.
Blue lapping ding dong dong.
Here's a pretty funny one. This is from the this is a local paper, the Longview News Journal.
Ooh, yes. From Florida or
let me see.
I just assume every story is from Florida.
Where is this from? Longview, Texas.
Fuck you, boy.
Same vibe.
Yeah, yeah. Less snakes. Less snakes.
Two local ministers
hey.
Sponsored a prayer rally.
Oh, God. Okay. Where's my hood?
Sunday in Longview.
Ooh.
Reverend Jeffrey Borgwart.
Borgwart.
Of the First Lutheran Church. And Ray Coates of the High Ridge Church.
Ate my dick.
Alternated short prayers outside of the Longview Christian School in advance of students returning to area schools this week.
God.
So it's a prayer rally to welcome kids back to school.
There's not enough marijuana on the planet for me to attend this fucking thing.
Was sponsored by the Longview Clergy Coalition and the Longview Area Interdenominational Ministerial Alliance.
That sounds...
I didn't even say that right.
Crazy as fuck.
Longview Area Interdenominational Ministerial Alliance.
Oh, it rolls off the tongue.
Reverend Borgwart.
Borgwart.
And Reverend Coates.
Fuck you.
Other than members of the news media,
yes,
which attended.
Oh, wow.
We're the only two people at the prayer rally in Longview, Texas.
Oh, shit. That's hilarious.
Reverend Coates says he doesn't know why other people didn't participate.
Why didn't you pray for a bigger crowd, dickhead?
Usually they have them twice a year.
Hey.
And they've in the past drawn... I love the way he says this. They've drawn from 5 to 50 people. 5 people.
But if you're praying, do you really need everybody there? Can you just contact everybody mentally and you don't have to drive, save gas?
The ministers prayed for God's protection.
Hey, from what?
To nobody.
Okay.
Coates went on to mention active shooters terrorizing schools.
Active squirter.
This is great. You want to go to a prayer rally to welcome opening school. And the pastor's up there saying, watch out for the guns that are coming that are better active shooters.
Well, are they preaching gun control? Or obviously,
are you
right?
Kidding me?
Yes.
Borgwart asked God to protect children from bullies.
Borgwart.
But there, I just thought it was funny because the headline at the Longview, Texas News Journal says prayer rally draws no attendees.
No shit.
So maybe there's hope for Texas.
Prayer rally draws no attendees. God, that's funny as fuck.
Rally.
A rally. God, that they must have expected people to show up. They must have been surprised. What happened, guys?
The news media was there.
That's great. You call the news media to film nobody there.
Yep.
Damn, that's sad. That's a real fuck up. You think, let me ask you something, dickheads. You have a prayer rally and you pray, you think Jesus is going to be like, oh, yeah, let me answer your prayers, you weak-ass motherfuckers. You couldn't even get anybody out to a rally. I'm not answering your shitty prayers. Enjoy cancer, fuckfaces.
I've got another story here out of our lovely state here of Floridia.
Fuck you, Fupa Snake.
There is a candidate.
Yes.
Do you remember that Republican candidate here for state? I don't know, Senate or some fucking thing.
Some horrible dickbag. Sure.
That
I'm sure.
Recently had to drop out because we found out that she was lying about her college degree.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Remember that? She
right.
There's pictures of her like with her degree from some university and got posted online. The university is like, that's not what our degrees look like. And then they looked it up and they found out she was lying.
But do we care about that?
Well, she initially said, I'm going to keep running.
Yeah, why not? I mean, dude, did you rape? Did you shoot anybody? Did you kill anybody?
And then finally they said, no, you got to drop out.
Right.
Well, now running for Congress in Miami. Oh, this is for Congress. A woman named Bettina Rodriguez Aguilera.
Nine.
Is running as a Republican.
Okay.
And she is running to replace retiring Miami Republican Representative Ileana Ross Leightonen.
Okay, Leightonen.
And she is now, I guess, she has been endorsed. She received the GOP endorsement from the Miami Herald.
Perfect.
The Miami Herald, during its endorsement, wrote this.
Okay.
We realize that Rodriguez Aguilera is an unusual candidate.
Okay.
Last year, she told the Miami Herald and several Spanish language media outlets that she believes in extraterrestrials. She says when she was 7, she was taken aboard a spaceship.
Don't probe me, bro.
And throughout her life, she has communicated telepathically with the aliens who remind her. For some reason, they remind her of the concrete Christ in Brazil.
ET phone home. Say that again. What? In
concrete
Brazil?
Jesus in Rio? For some reason, I guess the aliens look like concrete. Yes. Yes, Jesus calling safe.
Do a lot of people say that's like, that's a wonder of the world, though, right?
I guess.
I mean, it's a big statue. Yeah. How do you put that statue up on the fucking mountain? That's the wonder. But do a lot of aliens visit this fucking statue?
The Republican candidate for Congress thinks, not only does she think she was abducted by aliens at 7, but believes she is still in contact with them telepathically.
Well, sure. Nanu, nanu.
And the Miami Herald endorsed her.
Mork calling Ork. Come in, Orson. Oh, my God. So if I'm running against her, I'm in a debate. I was like, hey, so-and-so, I'm just curious. Are you going to consult the aliens when you're making laws? And shit like that. That's a fair fucking question.
I guess.
She says I'm in constant contact with the aliens. What are you talking about? When do you speak to them? Can I speak to them as well? I want to meet these fucking aliens.
In a 2009 television interview, she recounted her experience with ETs.
She described
going up inside the spaceship.
Ooh.
I went in. There were some round seats that were there and some quartz rocks that controlled the ship.
Hey, share some of that LSD, baby.
Right. She'll be voting on your health care.
Great. Oh, everybody. Okay. I want some of those rocks. You ever get those rocks that can control your fucking spaceship? Do like Wi-Fi or something. Who the fuck?
You guys, GOP, you guys are doing a fucking great job.
Hey, where'd you find this person?
Bang up job.
Person. I like. She spends a lot of time with the Sci-Fi Network. She probably listens to Alex Jones. She's an info warrior.
Probably a big Alex Jones.
Did she get probed or not in this spaceship?
I don't have that information.
Well, that's what I want to know. God, the GOP, you guys are fucking weird.
Meanwhile, we've got in Minneapolis.
Fuck you.
This tells you what's going on in the world a little more.
Yes.
A fan of former failed presidential candidate Ron Paul.
Okay.
Libertarian.
The older Ron Paul.
Ron, not Rand.
Right. Not the guy that got in a fight with his neighbor over a pile of leaves.
is accused of opening fire on a Federal Reserve Bank building in Minnesota with a shotgun.
What?
Causing tens of thousands of dollars of damage.
Okay.
He went to the top of a parking ramp at the post office.
Yes.
Across the street and fired several shots from a 12 gauge at the nearby federal building because, you know, big government.
He's mad at his money. He's mad at money. Okay. What a nutball. Thank God we have these guns.
Authorities found and the Fed literature.
Oh, God.
Associated with Ron Paul, former Texas congressman and Republican presidential candidate.
So this guy's a big Ron Paul fan.
Big Ron Paul.
Okay. Does Ron Paul support this or not?
He's the father of U.S. Senator Rand Paul. He is a longtime critic of the Federal Reserve. Get rid of him, he says.
Well, hey, this guy's trying to do what you said, Ron.
This is a science. Investigators used a laser device to track the trajectory of the shotgun blast.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
To an area where he parks his car.
Well.
And surveillance video from the previous day showed him pull into a parking lot spot for 45 minutes before his shift at the post office began. Yeah. He's also a postal worker.
Oh, God, dude. Why are you a stereotype? Hey, by the way, you don't need a laser. You can do the same thing with a yarn or a piece of string. You know what I mean? You just put the string to where the bullet hit and just pull it.
The video shows Woods testing an experimental gun made from a PVC pipe.
A potato gun!
Also shows him on the ramp the day of the bank shooting.
Uh-oh.
He's been charged with first-degree damage to property.
Dude, you sound like a stupid fucking criminal, right?
And reckless discharge of a firearm.
Ooh, yes.
He remains free on $40,000 bond.
Oh, good. Now, is he banned from having a gun? Of course not. No way.
Not yet.
Shit, dude. Well, surely he
will. Take away my freedoms.
But, I mean, shooting at a federal building's got to be against the law,
one
right?
One would think.
And, yes. In a normal society, so you're like, well, you know, maybe no guns for you anymore, dickhead. But not here.
No, you can't take. He's white, so.
Ooh.
I think he's a white guy.
Oh, yeah. My favorite.
So you can't take. You certainly can't take his gun away.
Oh, fuck you.
What about all those poor farmers being murdered in South Africa?
Oh, sure. The absolutely.
Wave of murders.
I'm going to get home invaded, baby.
I saw another thing that was showing just how crime in general is down and how specifically farm crime is down. So this narrative of. Literally what Trump said, the what was the term he used? The
it was weird.
Increasing number or huge number of farmers being killed or something like that. And it's 100%.
He said, yeah, it's not true.
Inaccurate.
And it's a talking point of white supremacists.
Right.
And our president was glad to take it up. Was glad to, you know.
He tweeted early this morning, Target CEO raves about the economy.
Okay.
From the Drudge Report. So he's quoting the Drudge Report there.
Wait, the Target CEO of Target?
Target CEO raves about the economy. Quote, this is the best consumer environment I've seen in my career. A big statement from a top executive. But virtually everybody is saying this. And when our trade deals are made and cost cutting done, you haven't seen anything yet.
By the way, isn't Target the company that a couple of years ago lost all our credit card data? If you had a charge account with Target.
Oh, did they?
They compromised a shit ton of personal data.
Then he says, our economy is setting records on virtually every front. Probably the best our country has ever done. Tremendous value created since the election. The world is respecting us again.
Oh, my God.
Companies are moving back to the USA. Not, the last three things are not true.
How do we function with a, with a, with a, how do we function with a president? All he does is lie, dude. He just lies and lies and lies.
So then he takes his little tit slapping fight against the attorney general.
Come at my moobs.
Farther, you know, he launched it at Jeff Sessions in his interview with Ainsley Earhart. Where he's like, what kind of a man does that? If he would have just said he was going to recuse, I would have never hired him. What kind of a man does that?
You know, it just sounds like we were ran by a lunatic. I heard that interview. And he sounds like every bad guy from The Sopranos.
He sounds like a bad, like the guy that gets killed of the week. Like a failed, not even a good gangster.
He's no Richie Aprile.
Or not good at it. He's a moron.
He's no big pussy. He's no
I'm
Silvio.
Smart. I'm smart.
He's no Polly Walnuts.
I'm not dumb, like people say.
He's like that guy. He's like that guy in Sons of Anarchy that had to have his fingers cut off because he couldn't stop jacking off in public.
Oh, spoiler alert.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
next tweet from the president.
Yes.
Is the quote from Jeff Sessions's statement that said the Department of Justice will not be improperly influenced by political considerations.
Pearl clutches.
This is a shot at Trump.
Oh,
fuck
yes.
You. I'm not going to be your political hack.
I just squirted.
Trump quoted that and then said, Jeff, this is great. All caps. What everyone wants. So look into all the corruption on the other side, including deleted emails, Comey lies and leaks, Mueller conflicts, McCabe, Strzok, Page, or FISA abuse, Christopher Steele and his phony and corrupt dossier, the Clinton Foundation, illegal surveillance of Trump campaign, Russian collusion by Dems.
Oh, my God.
And so much more. Open up the papers and documents without redaction? Come on, Jeff. You can do it. The country's waiting.
Ah, Donald. If there is a way Jeff Sessions could go get Hillary, could go get Obama, could drag the deep state out and prosecute them, he would, you dickhead. He would do it.
That's our president.
God damn, he's nuts.
Ex-NSA contractor to spend 63 months in jail over classified information. Gee. This is small potatoes
right
compared to what Hillary Clinton did.
Oh, my God.
So unfair.
Lock her up, baby.
Jeff.
Oh, my God.
Double standard.
Does Donald Trump need Prozac? Does he need lithium? Does he need medical marijuana? What does he need? What's wrong with him? Why is he so hateful?
Then the next tweet, crazy? Another bold-faced lie.
Ooh,
social
yes.
media giants are silencing millions of people. Can't do this, even if it means we must continue to hear fake news like CNN, whose ratings have suffered gravely. Not, by the way.
Is he hinting that he's going to step in with some kind of weird regulation?
People have to figure out what is real and what is not. Without censorship. He's basically saying, we're going to force you to have Sandy Hook truthers on Twitter. We're going to force you to allow the racists and anti-Semites and the Nazis to say all their horrible racist Nazi shit. Because, you know, First Amendment, you're silencing all the conservatives.
Yes.
On my base.
But it's Facebook and Twitter, and they're private. They're private!
Okay.
And Donald, you're allowed to threaten a country with nuclear annihilation on Twitter. I mean, you know.
I don't know what this is, but.
Oh, I can't wait.
There's a video. This is one of these beheading videos on the lawn that he's been doing. I don't know
who
has told him to do this. It's him standing there just looking
angry.
I'll
tell you who. Stephen Miller.
This kind
of Nazi fuck nut.
It's said now that our economy is the strongest it's ever been in the history of our country. And you just have to take a look at the numbers. Unemployment, all-time historic lows. black unemployment, Hispanic unemployment, Asian unemployment, women unemployment. These are records that are being set on a weekly basis. Our country is doing phenomenally well. We're going all the way. You look at what's happening outside of the United States, it's not a pretty picture. Inside of our country, we are just setting records, and I'm going to keep it that way. We have a lot of potential. We have a long way to go. Great trade deals are being negotiated right now. We're doing some great, great trade deals. When that happens, your 4.1 is going to go even higher. We're having a lot of fun.
What is 4.1?
Does he mean his 401k?
I don't know.
Is that what he means?
That all those, that's all lies.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Damn.
Never been better. It's flash grenades. It's don't ignore Cohen. Ignore Manafort. See, look at how great everything's doing.
The problem is going to be Mueller's going to come out with more shit, and Trump's going to say he's lying. And don't you feel like the right, they're just so, they're so practiced at believing whatever this shitbag says, they're just going to keep believing it.
Well, right, yeah. I mean,
until the Democrats are able to subpoena people,
Nixon,
right?
Well, Nixon was 25% approval rating when he was climbing on the helicopter and put his peace signs up and was like, I'm not a crook. I mean, so even when he was impeached and leaving in humiliation, there was still 25% of the country that was like, we love him.
What brought Nixon down is that there was a progressive in charge of a committee, and they were able to read out some...
Oh, you're thinking of the Pentagon Papers.
What is that then?
That's that has to do with Vietnam and getting dragged into the war.
I went to
and
school
like
in
that.
Georgia, so you know whatever.
But the Nixon was ultimately brought down by Republicans with scruples.
Oh shit! So what are we gonna do?
And by himself, because all of his faults, from what people have said, he understood the rule of law, and he could have said, I'm not giving you those tapes, and he could have burned them. He could have said, I'm not stepping down. But he decided for the good of the country, allegedly for the good of the country, to step down.
Now, do you think Trump is going to destroy evidence?
Well, I think he'll step. Oh,
you think he has, probably,
I think
right?
This is part of his routine. He ate paper.
Oh, my God.
He ate paper.
Why when you walk in a room, it's like, hey, that guy's eating paper over there.
Dude, I'm a Rosa. Yeah.
I want to know. So good. Wow. What kind of paper do you like? What kind of, you like that? You like 8.5?
I like
by
legal with the yellow. It reminds me of urine.
Paper. Do you like paper that's been printed on, or do you like plain paper?
Well, obviously, it was
printed. Your choice.
Why would he eat it if there's that stuff written on it?
I was just for a second destroying evidence. The possibility
you think
he actually likes the taste.
He's got a paper fetish.
I think everything's a possibility with this guy.
We got to get out of here. Thanks for joining us, everybody, at the special time. Back to our normal time on Monday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Then iTunes, Stitcher, grabdiving.com. Ryan's doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed, @RatedRComedy. His Instagram is @RatedRComedy. Or go to his website, which is RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram @ViLExperience. Oh, so freaking vile.
And we want you to have a great weekend, everybody. Don't forget, buy shit through our Amazon portal. We love you. Long time. Have a great weekend.
Super Snake, baby.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.